in any job, you live your life around your salary. You build your life around your salary. So if you're on a 25 grand a year job, that's your life. You're on 50, 60, 70, your life is around that. So to not have that bracket, and that's what some would class as disposable income, but some would class as just living, to suddenly lose that and have to worry about having that roof over your head, or worry how you'd be able to feed your kids that weekend or whatever, that's obviously a worry, and that will cause depression. And even if you're going down to one wage, that's still, you then have a lot of cutbacks to do. So you have to analyse, can I do this weekend? Can I get that jacket for my child? Can I go and take them out for a meal or something? Having lost that, yeah, it will cause depression. And if you are used to being the main breadwinner as well, and you're having to now rely on your partner's wage, again, that's going to cause depression because you're so used to being the one in control of everything. So, yeah, I totally understand, totally respect the guys that have to deal with this. And it is hard, you know. And I've been through depression myself in the past, so I know it's really difficult to cope with things, and you can let things get on top of you. And my only advice to anybody who is going through it is get the help, speak to somebody. But don't let it build up to a point where you can't control it anymore.
So say 2017, the oil industry begins to look up again. You're talking, you know, companies are maybe winning more contracts, they're taking on more people. James is now a mortgage advisor. Does he look back and maybe think, I'd like to go back to the oil industry?
No. In a short answer, no. My wife suffered from a bit of illness over the last couple of years, and actually having this time at home with her has made us reevaluate what's more important. I would rather be at home, to be honest. I'm quite happy. I've been offshore for the last 8 years, so I'm quite happy to be at home with my wife and my daughter and help her through when she's having bad days and things like that. And that's, to me, is more important. Family comes first before anything else. The money's great, don't get me wrong. Time off's great. But I can't put a price on being there for my family when they need me. So in respect of that, I'm happy to be training to stay on shore. It's an ideal opportunity for me. It's not maybe the opportunity the way I'd want to go about getting that opportunity. Nobody wants to lose their job. But it does give you that position to reevaluate and decide what's more important.